So our next speaker is Mark Wilcox. Mark has all kinds of skeletons. His American father and German mother met overseas, had him in Saudi Arabia, and lived in Europe and Africa all before the ripe age of 4 when they decided to tell his dad's company they were ready to settle down and raise their family in the comfort of Northern Virginia. Welcome to the stage, Mark. Outside DC. He bounced around as an adult, studied in New England. I'm only about halfway through your bio.
She asked all these questions.
Okay. He bounced around as an adult, studied in New England, then worked in Washington and Oregon for a number of years before temporarily losing his sanity. This is an exciting part. Returning to DC, he saw the light last December and came to work in Juneau, Alaska for a temporary assignment for the Coast Guard, planning its seasonal Arctic activities. Like any good Juneauite transplant, Mark spends a lot of time in the outdoors, skiing, hiking, fishing, climbing, and he loves to travel and explore new places. This tale revolves around a place he's slowly become familiar with, a place guilty of feeding a unique sort of obsession.
All right. You could say I have a problem. I have a skeleton in my closet, or rather, a skeleton in my pantry. What's this all about? So I'm half German, the land of lederhosen and funny hats. My mother cultivated that culture, and it's very close to a place in Austria called Tyrol, a place where they produce an extremely addictive form of meat. It's called speck. One day when I was a kid, and that was like maybe 10 years ago, I was visiting my grandmother in Bavaria, Germany, and I went to the open air market, and there was all these stalls, all these like fruits and vegetables and, you know, meat and stuff. And then there was a guy, kind of suspicious, had this like barrel of packaged meat at his feet. Looked kind of, I must have been staring at him because he's suddenly like, so I must have looked the part. I walked over and I was like, "What you got there?" "It's speck." I was like, "It looks like prosciutto." "It looked maybe Black Forest ham." "Idiot. It's a speck. Look, I've got a whole load of this stuff. Do you want some or not?" "Okay. Is it bad? Did it go bad?" "No. Do you want some or not?" "Okay. All right. Fine." So against my better judgment, I took a slice of this delicious, salmony-colored, gooey goodness, and I put it on my tongue. I waited for a second, and then, holy crap, there was an explosion in my mouth! It was like the perfect, like, it wasn't too salty, it wasn't too smoky. It was the greatest meat in the world. I realized this would be a problem. So I took a kilo home. It sat on the counter a few days, and I just kind of eyed it. It eyed me. I didn't touch it. And then my friend came over, and he brought over a loaf of bread and some cheese, and he decided that this would be a good idea. Like, it'll go perfect with this speck. What could happen? Right? What could happen? Bite after bite, we ate the whole darn thing till we were licking the inside of that package. We were collapsed on the floor in like bloated, salty messes. After that experience, I took a few years off. I didn't see speck for a long time. I was clean. But as the years wore on, I'd go to Germany and visit my mom and family, and I'd venture down to the mountains. And at that time, it was also innocent. I just wanted to see the mountains, like, you know, like here in Juneau. It was, that's what it was all about, I promise. Then one day I'm walking down the sidewalk in Tyrol, Austria. There's really big mountains there. And like looking up, and I tripped a little and like looked down and, what's that? Huh. Museum of Speck? Are you kidding me? There's a museum? Oh, I go in. Of course I have to look at this. I go in and walk in, it looks like a normal butcher shop. There's just meat everywhere. And I get a little closer and, my gosh, it's all speck. It's all spec. Look, it's so good. Oh, yeah, you know, shopkeeper must have sensed I was, there was something a little different about me. She was like, hey, you want to go downstairs? I'm like, me? Yeah, what's going on down there? That's where we make it. So I went down the medieval steps into this dungeon-like room, cavernous rooms. Suddenly I was in an underworld of spec. There was peat pork hanging off the ceilings everywhere. This delicious, salty goodness. I was like beside myself. I mean, I was pretty much lucky I made it out alive. I was awash in pork body parts. They were all so lovingly hung to cure. No, not cure, to transform into an addictive, salty goodness the world has never known. It's a miracle I came out alive. But soon I was haunted. Have you ever seen Sixth Sense by Bruce Willis with the little kid? It's like, I see dead people. I see spec. In the last 5 years, I've been to Tyrol like numerous times, and it's cool. I'm just hiking, I'm climbing, right? I'm going to Oktoberfest. It's fine. It's okay. I don't have a problem. So fast forward to my trip up here. I was at the Bellingham Ferry Terminal. Quick, I need to run. I need to get another fix. What if they don't have it in Juneau, Alaska? What am I gonna do? So I trafficked in spec again. I brought a whole load. I considered counseling. But I just, in the end, I decided this was my delicious cross to bear. So when my friends come to Juneau, I take them to all the great places that there are to see in Juneau. You know, Mount Juneau and out the ridge and then there is the ice caves. You know, I've been there like a million times. They're pretty cool, but after some point. It's all okay because the price of admission, don't pack your bags too full because you have to bring 1 pound of spec with you. And then it happened, one clear May day. It was actually kind of like this week. Sun is out, weather's great, there's people frolicking in the mountains, but I wasn't frolicking, you see, I ran out of spec. Well, I became like pallid, I lost weight, I was despondent, delirium tremens, night sweats. I was clearly in a state of detox. What was I going to do? I decided I'd go down to Panhandle Provisions and get some prosciutto. It's a little fix I used to use to get by, you know, just a little something. I mean, it's kind of like feeding Spam to a Michelin chef. It wasn't quite the same, but it would have to do. So I went into Panhandle and I looked around and I was ready to give up, but there in the glass showcase was a little sign that said spec. What? No, no way. This is impossible. And, okay, what is that? And I asked the storekeeper, Jacob, and he said, oh, that's spec. And my heart began to race. The blood coursed through my veins. Here he was telling me how they made spec, where it came from, like the whole story. Like, he was like, he had his own personal struggle. I knew it. After eating a lot of spec and calming down, it was all good because it made me realize one thing. Juneau was a place that I could call home and not give up my addiction. Thank you.